So welcome to Bookmarked episode numero cuatro. We made it to number four, guys. My name is Saul, and I'm from 7thpage.com, and I'm joined with some awesome people today, so let's just go ahead and introduce everybody on the panel. There's Addy.
Hi. Hey, guys.
How's life in California?
Right now it's kind of cold, it's raining, but we're getting better weather.
It's actually raining here too in Utah. It's like super cold. I have a jacket on. And then afterwards we have Ariana.
Hi.
How are you doing, Ariana?
I'm good.
Okay, you're going to BookCon soon, so yeah. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully in a couple weeks you'll be able to talk to us about that. But one of the cool new things to talk about with Ariana is that she has now officially joined 7thpage.com's team as a book reviewer.
Woohoo! Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're definitely happy to have Ariana on the team. She's awesome. She's already done a book review for An Ember in the Ashes, which is getting really good reviews too, as far as I can tell.
It's amazing.
So you guys should go on to 7thpage.com, check out her book review. It's really, really good. I'm probably going to read it now, and you're the one who told me about it, so I just have to like read The Kill Order first and all of Heroes of Olympus, and then I'll get to that one. Okay, and then we have a newcomer onto the show, Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hi there.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do at 7th Page and where you're from and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm Michael. I write features articles on 7th Page, so a lot of the opinion articles and editorials. And I've also just started posting at the new Shadowhunters page. And I'm from Scotland. I don't know if I said that. So if you can't understand what I'm saying, I'm sorry.
I think we understand you. I understand you, at least.
I understand you.
Well, we're really excited to be here today. This entire episode is basically devoted to Shadowhunters, the Mortal Instruments TV series that is coming out. We had a main discussion planned, but like looking at just all the news, there's so much, especially for Shadowhunters, mainly in casting. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about casting. We're also going to talk about a few other news items before we get to that. But even before we get to the news, we're going to turn over to Addy, because Addy actually got to go to Y'all West. Addy, why don't you tell everybody what Y'all West is?
Well, basically, Y'all West is the sister book festival of Y'all Fest, which takes place every year on the East Coast. And so this was the first year they brought it out to the West Coast, hence Y'all West. And it was pretty fun. I got to do basically about 90% of what I wanted to do. I missed one panel. Thank you, LA Traffic. But basically the main panel I wanted to go to was Veronica Roth's. You know, she came, a lot of news from her. She, you know, she's coming out with her new book series. And I actually got her to autograph my book, so my collection is now complete, which is kind of like a bookworm's kind of dream.
Yeah.
There was a sort of like a T-note thing between Marie Lu, who writes the Young Elite series, and she kind of interviewed Veronica. And it was pretty funny. It was really entertaining watching them. Like, I would sit down and watch them like talk on a TV show every day because it's that funny. But basically, Marie asked her about
what was funny about them. Like, what was it that was so funny?
Oh, well, they talk. You know, like you're expecting them to talk about, you know, their books, but they're talking about like their favorite villains and their favorite superheroes. And I'm just reading off a quote about on the article that I wrote. Marie says, you know, how she loves that Batman is Veronica's favorite superhero. And she's like, yeah, because he's really angsty. And she doesn't understand why everybody's like, Superman. Superman is everybody's favorite, you know, superhero. And she's like, oh, Superman is all American Kryptonite. Kryptonian? He's from Krypton. So what's the deal with that? Why is it that Kryptonite hurts him if he's from Krypton? And Veronica has this kind of thing with trains, but she's sort of afraid of, you know, like jumping onto a train like Triss kind of does. So I think they mentioned that they sort of put their, like their obsession loves for these kind of things into their books since they can't do them in real life. And I think my favorite part of it was that she talked about her book, her new series.
What did she say about her new series? Anything like really interesting that we haven't heard yet?
She said that it's a space opera. According to Veronica, it's a sort of large-scale sci-fi stories a la Star Wars. The basic gist of it is about a young man who teams up, or sort of teams up, with somebody who's supposed to be his enemy in order to get revenge. That's all she said. That's all I can say. And she said that it's not a trilogy like Divergent. It's a duology.
That's pretty exciting. I really like the space opera genre because that is more like Star Wars and stuff. You know, it's not so much about the science, but it's more about the characters and like the drama that they go through. Mm. So for me, that's just a lot more interesting. So I'm definitely excited and interested to see what she has to do.
I think she mentioned it's not coming out. I think she said like in the next 2 years is when the first book will be released. I think. I could be wrong. And then, you know, I'm like 90% sure that most people have read Allegiant by now, so I can sort of get into this question. Somebody asked them in the audience, do you plan, you know, your character deaths? Like, from the get-go, is it like, okay, I have these characters, you're going to die. And Veronica says, no, sometimes she's been writing for a while and has no idea it's going to happen until they're like, oh no, you're going to die. But, and, you know, she said it's happened to her more than once. But she does...
So did she know about Triss?
quoting her, but I have planned several character demises in advance from the very beginning. The one you are thinking of, yes. Since the first one.
Okay.
Horrible.
I mean, she never said it was Triss, so I mean, we can all be thinking different characters.
Yeah, that's definitely who everybody's thinking of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, she didn't name names, but I'm pretty sure that's who she's talking about.
Yeah.
So, that's really cool, though. So it sounds like there was a lot of emphasis there on, like, Veronica Roth and obviously Mary Lou.
It's really cool.
I'm definitely jealous. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Addy. That's, like, super cool. And you were just telling me before we started that you've got a bunch of like swag and stuff that we could possibly give away on the site.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of Maze Runner stickers for the books. I haven't read the series, so I'm not an expert on that, but I figured, you know, we're a young adult book website. We could do a giveaway with those, so just grabbed a handful. I have a couple of extra books. I got a couple of ARCs. That we could give away. I have a couple of Red Queen posters, Red Queen like book samplets, even though I know the book has been out for a while now. Sadly, they're not autographed because I couldn't go the day that Victoria Aveyard was doing her autograph sessions, but I have those as well.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll definitely talk about that and see how we can give that away either on the site or through the podcast or something, so it should be cool. Awesome. Well, if there's nothing else, we will go on to the news. And like we said, this is going to be the majority. Pretty much the rest of the show is going to be news. We're going to start off with a couple things that aren't Mortal Instruments to get them out of the way. And then we'll go ahead and talk about the Shadowhunters casting, because that's probably what everybody who's listening is even here for right now. So the very first thing was just kind of a funny thing. It came from J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. I think it was May 2nd, right?
Yeah, May 2nd.
That's like the anniversary.
It's the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yes, the Battle of Hogwarts. So J.K. Rowling tweeted out that she was sorry, or she apologized for Fred Weasley's death.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of funny. I don't know. For me, like, that's not the one she even needs to apologize for. Like,
yeah.
I was really heartbroken about Dobby. I don't know about you guys.
Hedwig for me.
Yeah, me too. I cried.
When she killed off Hedwig, that was just... struggle to talk about it.
But I think she said
Hedwig
she
was definitely the worst. Sorry, go ahead.
I think she said that she was going to apologize for one death, like, every anniversary. I think she mentioned that she apologized for Fred's death first because it was the one that hurt her the most.
Mm. No, yeah, she did. She said that she was going... Yeah, she said that was, like, the hardest for her, and that she was going to do one once a year, which weren't there, like, 70-some people who lost their lives in the Battle of Hogwarts?
It's going to take a really long time for her to get through all of them.
Maybe two death apologies every hour on the anniversary. A listicle bit sooner.
Well, we'll definitely be paying attention to see if she, like, holds up to that promise, right?
Yeah.
And you know, with Twitter, nobody's going to let her forget it either.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The next one was also kind of funny. The next news story, again, these are just kind of fun, funny news stories, but there was an interview with LeBron James, who obviously is a huge NBA star. And I guess what he does is to kind of like focus for his games is he reads books. And a few years ago, he had read The Hunger Games, but the book he's reading right now is Divergent.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, and I photoshopped a photo of him looking longingly, sort of, at the Divergent book. Next thing, just trying to bullet through these to get to the main discussion, or the Shadowhunter stuff. This is Maze Runner news, because they have started the promotions for Maze Runner, or I guess the Scorch Trials. And on Twitter, they've been releasing a lot of, like, Wicked videos, you know, like Wicked is Good and stuff. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of what they did for Mockingjay Part 1.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. It reminds me of the, what was it they posted? The little hacking videos, was it? That they had. So.
Yeah, a couple of them were hacking, because at first they were just like capital transmissions, and then one of them, yeah, you actually have Beatty, and he hacks in, and he's like the Mockingjay lives or something. So are you guys excited for this movie? Does this make you excited? Because like, I'm like upset there's still not a trailer out.
I've not read the Scorch Trials yet, so...
I haven't either.
Neither have
you
I.
You haven't read him? Oh. I'm the only one who has.
I've been meaning to. I read The Maze Runner last summer, and I meant to go straight on to the next book, and then I just didn't. And it's been like a year now, so...
Did you guys like The Maze Runner? Did you guys at least see the movie?
Yeah, I saw it.
I haven't. I kind of have this policy of, if possible, like, not seeing a movie based on a book before I read the book. I think the only time I broke that rule was with The Giver. I still haven't read The Giver. But every other, like, a book that's been made into a movie, I read the book first. I like to form my own version of the world in my head by reading the book and then seeing the movie. Because I feel like if you watch the movie first, it kind of, like, changes your, like, the view of, you know, when you read the story. Yeah. That's just me, though.
Yeah, you're being introduced to the world and the characters through somebody else's vision. So yeah, I understand that. I get that. But yeah, I'm excited for it, even though like I feel like The Maze Runner is one of those trilogies where like it starts off really strong and just kind of gets progressively worse as you go along. But I'm still really excited and interested to see what they do, because I did really like the movie adaptation.
Yeah. The movie, I think it was one of the best YA book to movie adaptations I've seen recently.
Yeah, it was just fun. It just felt like fun action movie, and I was just never bored in it. So, yeah, definitely, I agree there. Speaking of book to movie, okay, have you guys read Artemis Fowl?
I've never read it.
No.
I remember when I was a kid, it was like, there was some kind of like weird competition between the Artemis Fowl books and Harry Potter, and I was Team Harry Potter all the way. So I've never read the Artemis Fowl books.
Yeah, well, I remember I read those. I think I started reading those either back in elementary school or junior high. And so, yeah, I guess I'm the only one here who's read those. So I'll be really quick about this one, but I had to put it in because I'm super excited for this, because they've been talking about making an Artemis Fowl movie for ages. Like, they started production back in 2001, I think, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I think I remember something and, like being with like I said, like a competition thing with Harry Potter and trying to do it at the same time or something like that. I remember reading something.
Yeah, maybe. Because that is the same time. That's the same year that Harry Potter came out. So maybe they were hoping to kind of cash in on that wave. But yeah, it just didn't happen. And then like a year or so ago, they did announce that they were going to do it, but. Like I said, they announced that before in the past, and it hadn't happened. So anyway, the author, Owen Colfer, says that they're really close now. Like, there's just, like one more detail before it's, like, officially happening. So I'm just really pumped for that, but also at the same time nervous, because it really has been a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe. So.
14 years.
Michael, why don't you go ahead and talk about the next news article or news piece.
Yeah, so the publishers of the Mortal Instruments and Infernal Devices series have released the new covers over the last week or two. They're repackaging them or something. So do you guys think they're nice covers.
I kind of like the original ones.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I feel like they're different enough that they look different, but they have a kind of similar style. I feel like they've not, other than the artwork, they've not really changed much on them.
Yeah, I like I tend to like the original product, like the original versions of everything.
I think I like the new ones better, but, you know, mostly just because, you know, I've only read the first one. I think I said that before, but, yeah, I've only read the first one. And I think that's the one with, like, Jace and he's shirtless or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt really weird carrying that around.
The original, you only, like, see, like, from the bottom of the face down, you know, like...
Yeah, like, you couldn't even see his face. It was just, like, you could see his bare chest. And I was like, I don't know. I personally like these ones because I don't... I'll feel a lot more comfortable carrying them around.
I do really like the new covers. I think the art on them is really nice and stuff, but I was just wondering if they're necessary to be, like, making new ones.
I don't like the new the Mortal Instruments covers, but I love the Infernal Devices covers, the new ones. I think the art they did on those really captures the emotion that... is in the books, so I love books.
I've heard that Infernal Devices is might be better than Mortal Instruments. Like, what do you think about that? It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think them both. I don't like to compare them. I like to just think about them as two really good series.
But yeah, that might be something that's exciting for fans who like these books. I know, like, yeah, they do this often. Like, they just did those Harry Potter ones.
Yeah, I don't like
a couple years ago. You don't like those ones?
No.
I prefer the originals, but I still like these ones. I don't know.
Yeah, like even with like the UK version of the Harry Potter covers and the American version, I preferred the UK version of the cover art.
I agree. I'm not biased, but I agree.
No, I'm, like, trying to collect all the UK editions. I only have, like, two of them, though. So.
That is, like, my life. That is legitimately, like, my bookworm goal is to have the British version of the Harry Potter books. Since I read the first one, I was like, there's other versions of this book? There's an original version of this book? I want this.
Yeah, I've actually read the whole series with the UK one, and it's just really cool because, I mean, Michael got this, but, like, we didn't get this, like, they don't say, like, jackets, they say jumper.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I saw something like that on the internet once. It was, like, all the little differences between it. It was, like, a list of just the things that they changed. And it was just so many, like, words that I just use normally that they changed.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The American version.
Yeah, I'm definitely jealous that they got you. You guys, you're very lucky, Michael, to have gotten the original text.
This is the original thing. You guys have the good stuff.
Yeah. But now I'm going on a Harry Potter rant, and it's, like, totally not what we're talking about. But, yeah, they seem to do this. They did it with Percy Jackson, too. That's a kind of even what these covers reminded me of, the Percy Jackson ones.
Yeah.
It's just, like, very character-focused and stuff. Ariana, do you want to talk about this next news story? So it has a lot to do with the casting, obviously, of the Mortal Instruments. So now we're getting into that discussion.
Yeah, I guess there was some controversy with the casting of some of the Shadowhunters cast. Apparently the producers and the network did approach Cassandra Clare about how she would feel about colorblind casting, casting the best actors and actresses they could find regardless of the race. And Cassandra Clare said it wasn't an issue for her, and she supported the idea and... that they'd have her unconditional backing, and she would love to see diversity in the cast. So I know Isabel, she was cast, I think the actress cast as her is Hispanic. I think she's perfect for the part. Like, she looks exactly how I pictured Isabel.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think?
Well, I think this applied to Isabel, and it applied to Simon. And
as well.
Is it also Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was just like, yeah, they got, because from what I understand in the series, and I've only read the first one, but those characters are, I don't know if they're actually explicitly said, but they're at least assumed that they're white.
Yeah.
And so now they have, like, Hispanic an African American actor portraying these characters in the television show. So yeah, what do you guys, especially, like you just said you liked Isabel Arianna, but like what about you, Michael? Because I know you're a big fan of this series. What do you think about this?
I think I like all the casting that's in it. I think what they've said is that they're casting the best actors and actresses they can find, like regardless of what race they are. I think that's just a really good idea.
Yeah. Like,
it's like it doesn't say in the book, doesn't say that they're white, but you assume they're white. But at the same time, you know, if a Hispanic actor's better than a white actor at it, you know, just take the best actors, make the best show out of it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think it should be that big of a deal, you know, if it, like Cassandra said, if it's not explicitly stated that they're, like, you know, a character of color, you know, if it doesn't say, you know, oh, Isabel is white, or Isabel is, you know, African-American, like, it shouldn't matter. You know, it's, as long, like you said, Michael, like, you know, as long as it's a good actor and they do justice to the character, there shouldn't be a problem to it.
Yeah.
I guess it's just interesting to kind of look at, like, especially the context of this, because especially recently there's just been this huge push for diversity in not just young adult books. Like, there has been one specifically for young adult books. Like, I think even Veronica Roth has brought it all to a lot of people's attention, like on Twitter and stuff. But just in general, there's just been this push for that. And so this just kind of seems to be going along with that, you know, it's they're trying to make that a reality. So why don't we go ahead and talk about the actors specifically, what you guys think of them. I especially want to hear from Ariane and Michael, because you two are huge fans of this series, and I've only read the first one. Addie, you've read some of them.
I think I've read the first two for sure. I can't remember if I read the third one, but this was a couple of years ago, so I'm kind of rusty on that, but
yeah, I'm doing everything. Sorry, what was that? I think I talked over you.
I'd say I think the casting for the show is perfect. Like, I love everyone they've casted so far.
I'm the same, yeah. I think I was quite anxious about it. Like, when I first heard about the show, I was a bit on the fence. But when they started announcing the cast, it's just getting me more and more excited. I think everyone just looks like they're going to be perfect.
Yeah, well, let's go through them each. So let's start with Simon. So it's an actor named Alberto Rosende. I hope I'm pronouncing all these names correctly. But Alberto Rosende, and I've never heard of him beforehand, but he's in some show called Blue Bloods, I think, or maybe it was a movie, I don't know. What do you guys think specifically of him? Like, he doesn't really look like a rat to me. So I don't know, are they going to still have to cast a rat or a hamster to play him in the first season?
I think we should get the rat who played Scabbers in Harry Potter to do this.
That was a very good rat. A very good rat.
Obviously, I'd never heard of him either. I didn't have any idea who he was, but I think in the pictures and the videos, he put the little clips up of him talking about how he's excited to join a cast and excited to get start work. I think he's going to do a quite good job.
I think he'll do well in the show. I mean, it's going to be produced by ABC Family, so I mean, they have a long, you know, history of producing book series into TV series. So they do like weird changes, but I think it'll be good. I think he'll be good. And, like, I'm looking at a couple of pictures, and there's one where he looks like Simon. I think it's like, and I think he looks the part.
I really liked the guy that played Simon in the film, the movie. Can't remember his name now, but I thought he'd done a really good job.
Like Robert Meehan or something like that.
Yeah, that was it. I really liked him in the film, so hopefully this Alberto Rosende can live up to that.
And, like, the actor playing Simon in the show, like, he actually wears glasses in real life, so I think that's really cool. And the glasses he wears looks like Simon's to me, so...
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, when I first saw, like, when they announced him, my first impression was, like, you know, okay, I guess he could work, but it was when he put that video out where he was wearing those glasses. And I was like, okay, like, he really does, like, he captures, like, sort of that quirkiness as well of the character. So, yeah, definitely. I think he'll do a pretty good job. I'm excited to see that. Next one, Isabel. I'm not sure how to pronounce that name.
Emerald?
Emerald?
I want to say, I don't know.
It almost looks like French or something.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, Emerald? Like,
Emerald? It's too weird. But yeah, she's Latina, like we talked about. And I went on IMDb, and the only stuff I found was, like, Spanish shows.
Okay, so that's probably, like, pronounced Emeralde? I have no idea. I am sorry if you're listening to this and we're butchering your name. We're trying.
If she's listening to this, then we've made it big time. You know, we've hit it big time.
We've made it big time, and we're sorry for butchering your name.
It'll be, like, blacklisted for the rest of the cast. Like, don't listen to that show, bookmarked. Like, they just butchered it over. But yeah, was it you, Ariana, who you said, like, she looks exactly how you picture her?
Or the character?
I think it's kind of the opposite for me. I think it's not how I pictured her, but at the same time, I can see it working. I mean, I don't see why she doesn't sit the part, so I'm excited to see it, how she works in it.
I didn't, like I said, like, I don't have, like, huge emotional connection to these characters, but when I saw her, I felt like she was a lot like what I envisioned, especially just, like, the really dark and, like, full hair. I don't know. That just kind of did it for me.
When I saw her, I was like, there's a lot of dark hair. I like this. I was like, I love her hair. I'm in love with her hair. I think she'll do well just because of her hair.
The hair, that's all you need.
The hair. Make the hair work, it'll all be good.
Forget the acting. What conditioner are you using?
Because I remember, I correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I remember in the book, I think it's a big description of Isabel was, you know, she had, you know, her hair was, like, really dark and really nice, and that just, like, stuck out to me for some odd reason. Just the hair.
The next actor who got casted is one that I was, like, really happy to see because he's the only one I recognize. So this is Luke Garraway. I think he's, if I remember correctly, he's Clary's mom's best friend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's Luke's the guy that Clary's mom's always, like, the best friends with, and it's always kind of like, will they, won't they be in a relationship?
But he's played by, well, he is the man that your man could smell like.
He's the Old Spice guy, for anybody who doesn't know the name of the commercial. He's the Old Spice guy.
He is the Old Spice guy, so I'm expecting, like, amazing epicness coming out of this guy in this show.
Yeah, I really want him to show up on a horse, just at some point.
I want a horse.
Just in the middle of a scene, just have a horse, like, pan up, and
Just have a scene where he's destroying, like, demons and stuff, and he just turns to the camera and he's like, I'm on a horse. But yeah, what do you guys think about him as Luke?
I think it's great. Again, it's not how I pictured him in the books, obviously, but I'm not going to have any idea how to judge him until I've seen it. But he doesn't look as if... It's not like... I didn't see him and think, oh, that's not him. I can't picture him. Like, I can see it when I first saw the cast, and I thought, I can see it working.
Because, like I said, what I immediately associate with him is Old Spice, which is just, like, you know, big, macho, manly type of person. Is Luke that kind of character? Or is he kind of more soft-spoken?
I can't really remember. Well, he's a werewolf as well.
So. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I think Luke is, I would say, like, a bit of both.
Yeah. Okay. I can't really remember him from, like, the start of the series. Because, like, when it like, he starts turning into a werewolf all the time, that's, like, his main thing. Yeah.
I remember when I heard the casting, I was like, I shouldn't judge, but I've only seen him in a, like, TV commercial, and that was a comedic TV commercial. So... Like, how is this going to work? I have to admit, I was excited, but then I'm like, wait. So I guess I'll have to, you know, wait and, you know, see the show or, you know, even, like, a preview, and hopefully, you know, I'll stand corrected and it'll be amazing.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it, though. You know, it's acting, like, if he's a good actor, you know, he did a fantastic job in Old Spice. But, like, if he's a good actor, then he'll also be able to capture, you know, Luke, yeah. You know, as a character and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The next one we talked about last time, so we'll probably just, like, kind of brush over this, but Dominic, I think I heard his name was pronounced Dominic, Sherwood, mm-hmm. And he's obviously Jace. So I think Ariana was on last time, and it seems like you said you really liked him.
Yes.
And so, Michael, what do you think about him?
I think he's better than Jamie Campbell Bower, to be fair. But yeah, I quite like the choice.
In what ways do you think he's better?
I don't know. I don't think Jamie Campbell Bower just didn't seem like Jace. Like, at all. He was, like, dark and broody, and he just hood up all the time, and it's like... But, I mean, obviously, I don't know if they're going to go in the same angle for Dominic Sherwood, but he does seem, just from the first thoughts, he does look more like the character.
The one thing I saw when I looked him up on IMDb, he was in Vampire Academy, so he's not new to the young adult book scene. I guess you could say this is a second venture.
Yeah.
Did anybody actually see that movie?
I did.
Well,
yeah.
I did. I think he had, like, maybe in total, like, 15 minutes of screen time or something along those lines. And he was kind of broody and, you know, like, quiet. Like, I'm just, like, watching here kind of in the corner. Not creepy like Edward Cullen, but, like, you know, like a reserved kind of person. But, you know, when in his scenes, I think he did, you know, it was really, you know, good acting. And I have to kind of agree with, you know, Jamie not being, you know, the best Jace. I feel like in the movie he was a bit, like, more of an a-hole. Like, he was a bit more, like, a jerk. Played more, like, on his vanity, you know, instead of, you know, like, the broodiness, you know, of his background and, you know, the way that the character's written in the book. I feel like Dominic.
I almost wonder, like, is that, like, the fault of Jamie or the actor? Or is it, like, the screenwriters?
And what I feel about actors is, you know, they can only do so much with the work they're given. So I feel like it has to do something, you know, like, with the screenwriting as well. You know, because, I mean, as an actor, there's only so much you can do. You can try your best to bring out, you know, the best out of the script they gave you, but it kind of also falls on the writers. That's just my view.
But definitely, it'll be interesting to see how he carries this, because he's definitely an extremely important character. The other thing I noticed when I looked on IMDb was apparently he's in Taylor Swift's music video style.
He is. I freaked out.
I saw that video once, so I don't even know. I know there's a guy in there. Is that him?
Yeah, it's him. At first I was confused, and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, this makes no sense. It was like it's two guys, but then I'm like, when I saw, you know, it was like a shot of Dominic, because I'm like, oh, this explains everything. Continue. I was just really excited. I was like, oh my gosh. I was super excited. I really did like Dominic from Vampire Academy. And I'm a big, huge Taylor Swift fan. So just throwing that out there. But yeah, I think he did good. Like, he was kind of broody and, you know, angsty in the video. So I feel like he'll do well.
The next big one is obviously, this is probably the biggest one, right? This is the main character. Clary Frey is going to be portrayed by Catherine McNamara, but she is actually going to be Sonya in the Scorch Trials, which is a character I don't remember in the book, but she's going to be in the next Maze Runner movie. And I guess she's been on Disney Channel on that show, Jesse. So what are your guys' initial thoughts when you saw her?
I thought she looked pretty good. Like, the picture I saw of her, like, she had blonde hair. So yeah. I couldn't really picture that much yet. But then when I saw she dyed her hair red, and she looked perfect after that. I loved the color they did for her.
Yeah, I have to agree. The first picture I saw of her was, you know, she was blonde. And I'm like, I'm trying. I can't picture. And then I saw her picture with her, like, as a redhead. I'm like, okay, this works. I like this. I'm excited.
I'm exactly the same. The first picture I saw, she was blonde, and I thought, that's a bit hard to imagine, but no, definitely.
Yeah, that was the first thing, though, of course, that I thought of when I first saw her, was that she's blonde. But obviously, they dyed her hair. I think it was last week or something. She tweeted that out. Yeah. Did you guys like, what was her name? Lily? Was it Lily Collins?
Collins, yeah.
Did you guys like her as Clary?
I did.
I did as well, yeah. I think she was one of my favourite casting from first from the original. I did really like Lily Collins, the way that she done the role.
My only thing with Lily Collins being cast as Clary is I felt like her hair wasn't red enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it was more like a really dark auburn, like borderline brown. I'm just like, it says fiery red hair.
Yeah.
A bit more bright. I'm just like, that was my only issue with Lily Collins, but, you know, I think she did a really good job as Clary in the movies. Well, there was only one.
But yeah, I think, you know, obviously we need to see her acting. I haven't actually seen her in anything, but I guess we'll be getting a taste in the Maze Runner movie that's coming out in a few months. So,
yeah.
But again, that's another, like, that's like huge. I can't even imagine, because even more so than like Jace or anyone else, series is really carrying on her. It's all carried on her shoulders.
Yeah, she's like the central character. She's everything that happens is to do with her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're all excited to see her, so that should be good. But we've got Alec Lightwood, and he's going to be played by Matthew
Daddario.
And also somebody I've never heard of. But what? I don't know.
He's Alexandra Daddario's sister. She comes out in the Percy Jackson films.
That's actually what I was going to say. That's the
first thing I found out about. Is she Annabeth?
She's the good there. Yeah,
I think that's her.
Yeah, she played Annabeth in the Percy Jackson films.
Yeah.
So that's her brother.
Oh, interesting. Everyone's connected, I guess, in the young adult book movie world or TV world. But yeah, when I first saw him, like, I don't know, he seemed to fit the character pretty easily to me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think he was, I really like his casting. He looks like how I pictured Alec, and him and the actress cast as Isabel, they actually kind of look alike, like brother and sister, so I was really happy about that.
I'd never heard of him before, so I've never seen any of his work, but I'm really interested in seeing, you know, how he's going to portray Alec.
I think I'm just quite content with that casting, actually. It's not like my favourite cast. I don't think he's going to be like the best, I think I'm just quite alright with that one. Excited to see, you know, how he interprets the character, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a difficult, complicated character, I think, Alec. Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the movie, I can't remember the actor's name, but I feel like, one, he was a bit too old to be playing Alec, and second, I feel like it was sort of stiff, awkward acting.
Yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, this new actor, Matthew, he'll, you know, do a better job, because I do remember that Alec is a really complicated character in the book.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Addie, why don't you go ahead and do the next one?
Alan Van Sprang as Valentine. I honestly don't really remember much about the character Valentine, but I have seen Alan Van Sprang in Rain, which is a show on the CW, and I think he does a really, really good job. At one point, you know, he plays a king in the show, and he was, you know, very, you know, bossy, very, you know, what you would expect a king to be like. But then at one point, he goes kind of insane, and he played that really well. So like I said, I don't remember much about Valentine in the book, so if somebody could give me a refresher on his character.
He's the villain, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like the main bad guy. He's kind of like, he's like tall and like he always wears a suit and he's very like intense presence. I think Valentine is described as. Which, when you think about the actor from the movie, who was like really young and like shirtless and like long hair, it's like that's just not Valentine at all.
Yeah, I remember thinking that when I saw the movie, like, he looks really young. Like, he almost looks like he's their age. You know,
yeah.
Clary and them. Like, and I remember thinking that in the movie. But here, he looks a lot more intimidating. Just the actor.
Yeah. Just, if you guys, you know, want to, like, see a clip of it, you know, just Google, you know, was it King Henry on Rain, and you'll see, like, a clip of him. And he has, the actor does have, like, a really intense presence. So,
if you guys, you know, saying that Valentine's an intense character, you know, I think he'll do very well on the series.
Yeah, I watched Rain 2. So I think he's great for Valentine based on how he acts and acted in that show. So I'm really excited to see how he does with Valentine. And he looks like, well, sort of. I didn't picture him that way, but hopefully with the costumes and stuff, he'll look like him.
Yeah, I think he's not exactly like how I pictured Valentine, but I keep comparing everything to the original cast from the movie. And, like, compared to that, he's, like, perfect. He's like...
So basically, like, this casting's like an upgrade from the movie casting.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural to compare the two, right?
Yeah. So the last casting is Harry Shum Jr. as Magnus. Well, he's mainly known for playing the role of Mike Chang on Glee. I loved his character on Glee. It was very comedic, even though it was, you know, he did have limited screen time. But he also did a movie. It was like about a drama kind of movie, and it's called White Frog. It's a really nice movie, and he does do a really, really good job in the film. Like I said, he was normally like more comedic on Glee, so it was nice to see like this dramatic side to him. So I'm really excited to see him as Magnus, because I do remember Magnus in the books. And so I want to see, you know, what his, you know, like, on-screen chemistry, you know, acting-wise with Matthew, how that's going to play out on screen.
And he's another huge character, too, because, like, he seems to have, a cult following within the fandom.
Yeah.
So what do you, Ariana and Michael, what do you guys think about him as Magnus?
I really like him. Like, Magnus is one of my favorite characters, and I'm really excited to see how this actor portrays him. Like, I haven't seen him in anything else, so I don't know how he is acting-wise, but he looks pretty close to how I pictured Magnus.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I actually only just found out about that casting about an hour or two ago. So I'm still trying to process it. But yeah, I'm really happy with that. I've seen the actor. Well, I'm ashamed to say I've seen the actor more than I should have in Glee.
I think that's everybody's dirty little secret that we've all seen Glee at one point in our lives.
I've seen a handful of episodes, and if he's not a character I would have remembered at all. But, you know, now looking back, it seems like he's a very like backseat character in that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know. Like, I've seen very few episodes of that show. And so, but it seems like he wasn't, like, ever, like, the primary character. And the thing about Magnus is, doesn't he have, like, an entire book series?
Yeah, it was the Bane Chronicles. I think it was a little short
Bane
story.
Yeah, the Bane Chronicles. So, I mean, like, let's say this show did really well, right? And there could be potential there for him to do a spinoff or something.
Yeah.
And that would really rest on his shoulders there, that he would have to take on that responsibility. He'd have to carry that entire show. So hopefully he'll be really good.
I'm excited for this casting, honestly.
Me too.
And as someone who doesn't know the books that well, this is cool. I'm planning on reading the rest of them, especially now that we're going to be focusing a lot more on them at Seventh Page. So I'm planning on reading the rest of the book series. But yeah, it's exciting. And even like for me, you know, I'm not like a huge, huge, huge fan of these, but I'm still super excited for this because we're getting to see a young adult book series become a television show. Yeah. And this could potentially open the way for a lot more.
Yeah.
Because the only one that's really done that, you know, is Pretty Little Liars. I mean, ABC Family, like I said, has a history of converting book series into TV series. I know they had The Lying Game, which that was a really good book series, and I was really annoyed they canceled the TV show. But, you know, Pretty Little Liars. I think we should look to that one as sort of like a caution, because I've read most of the Pretty Little Liars books, and there have been substantial changes from the books in the series. So I really hope they don't do that when it comes to the Mortal Instruments.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, I'm sure changes are inevitable, but yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it's not anything too crazy, right? Because, yeah. Hopefully it's not like a Percy Jackson in television.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Like, Percy Jackson's actress's brother. Like, hopefully they don't kind of go in the same direction.
Bad omens. Oh, no. But yeah, I think that's everybody, right? We went through everyone. I think we're still waiting for the actress to play Jocelyn. Am I wrong?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jocelyn still to be announced.
Yeah, so is there anyone else that I'm missing? Like, any important characters that need to be cast?
I think there's like the kind of the characters that are important at some points, like Raphael is the vampire,
mm-hmm.
but they're not like the main characters, they're kind of just side characters. But I think it's just Jocelyn who's the last main guitar character.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess we're just waiting. Obviously, the show doesn't come out till I think it's next year, so there's still a long time to wait for this mm-hmm. TV show. But yeah, we're excited to see what happens. By the time this episode comes out, like, they could very well have already announced Jocelyn, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they start announce a lot of the cast really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, after they announced Jace, then they started announcing the other actors like every other day. Which actor's been announced, so.
Yeah, even just like yesterday, it was Magnus and Valentine,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for all we know, they could be releasing Jocelyn right now as we speak.
Probably, and we have no idea.
Somebody check Twitter. No. But yeah, that's everyone. So, yeah, it's exciting. We're definitely excited. If you're here, obviously listening for the Shadowhunters discussion, you probably like the Mortal Instruments. And we talked about this on the last show, but you should definitely check out 7th Page's new network site, which is completely devoted to the Mortal Instruments. And it's shadowhuntershq.net. And we've been keeping up with the casting news and stuff. Definitely have to say thanks to our new staff member, Maddie, who's been on the news. Michael, I know you've posted things on there.
Actually, the casting on you.
Yeah, and I think Angus might have done some as well, or did I make that up? I don't know. But anyway, the people who are writing at Shadowhunters, you guys are doing an awesome job. And yeah, so if you're wanting more Shadowhunters news and stuff, go on to shadowhuntershq.net. Go check that out. We're hopefully going to be adding a few more features to the website soon. And yeah, follow it on Twitter as well. It's just shadowhuntershq. So before we go, we were going to try a game again. So if you've listened to the last few, we've done the opening line game where somebody reads an opening line to a book and we try and guess what it is. But just the problem is either you choose a book that everybody's read and everybody knows the answer, or you choose a book that nobody's read and nobody knows the answer. So what we're going to do instead is I found this quiz on Goodreads, and it's a Who Said It, Dumbledore or Gandalf.
Absolutely.
And so I figured we could do that. Have we all seen... read or at least seen the Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter movies?
No.
I've got 50-50.
Harry, no.
I've got 50-50 on Harry Potter.
50-50 on Harry Potter? What does that mean?
There's only two options, Gandalf or Dumbledore, and it's a 50-50 choice, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm Dumbledore. I've never read Lord... I tried watching Lord of the Rings, and I fell asleep.
Oh.
I'll have better luck if I read the books first, but I'm Harry Potter.
No, the movies...
I was going to ask, are we going off books or are we going off movies? That's what I was going to ask.
I actually don't know where these quotes came from. I'm not the one who put this
together. That's fun.
But Ariana, which one haven't you seen or read?
Neither.
You haven't read Harry Potter? I'm in shock right now.
I don't know what to say.
Neither do I. I'm not judging you, but I have no idea what to say.
Your parents, okay?
Okay. We'll forgive you. It's all good. I just haven't met, anyone who hasn't.
Yeah.
So.
Same here.
There's a few where I live.
Sorry, what was that?
There's a few people I know who haven't read. them where I live.
Well, it's all good. It's fine. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah, it's not
okay, well,
every day.
You know what? You can participate in this if you want. It's like Addy said, it's a 50-50 chance.
I'm liking my chat because I've seen all the Harry Potter, I've read them all, and I've read Lord of the Rings, and I've seen Lord of the Rings. I'm liking my chances.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of them are really easy, and some of them are really not. So go ahead and start, and we can just go, you know, one at a time. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and read the first one.
Okay.
I'm only going to do like four of them. Okay, so Addy.
Okay.
You'll be the first one to answer, but all right, here it is. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us.
Gandalf?
All right. Ariana, do you want to take a random guess or just pass?
Okay. I'll just go with Gandalf, too.
Okay. Michael?
And it was Gandalf.
Yeah, it was Gandalf. I feel like that one's pretty easy.
Yeah. I just picture it in Ian McKellen's voice.
It didn't sound like Dumbledore to me, so I'm like, okay.
All right, here's another one. All right, it matters not what someone is born, but what they grow to be. Addy?
Yeah, that's Dumbledore.
Dumbledore? Yeah.
Dumbledore.
Okay. Michael?
I don't know, that's hard. I'm just going to say Gandalf, just to mix it up.
It is Dumbledore. And you've read both series, too. How could you, Michael?
I'm a disappointment.
Okay, here's another one. Killing is not so easy as the innocent believe.
It's Dumbledore.
Addy? Dumbledore? Ariana?
I'll just do Gandalf.
All right, Michael?
I think that was Gandalf.
It is Dumbledore.
Let me guess. It's book 6?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
That sounds like what Gandalf said when he's talking about...
He does say something really similar.
Gollum. That's why that was a little weird. Why didn't Bilbo kill Gollum?
Because I feel like Dumbledore said it to Snape at one point when... I'm not going to say, but I think it's like when it's like in the flashbacks when Dumbledore's talking to Snape. I'm not going to spoil it for if Ariana ever wants to read the book series or watch the movies. I'm not going to spoil it, but I think it involves Draco, I think. I haven't read the books in easily 5 years, though. So.
Just kidding.
I know the movies by heart.
No, I think you're right. I think it probably has to do with Draco, that quote.
Yeah.
So. All right, last one. Fly, you fool. No, I'm kidding. Not that one. Let's see. Age is foolish and forgetful when it underestimates youth.
I'm going to go with Dumbledore.
Okay.
I'm going to say Gandalf.
I don't know. I'm really worried. Gandalf.
It is Dumbledore.
That was the worst.
Michael, you were the most qualified.
I was so confident.
Even Ariana beat you.
I was giving others a chance. That was all.
It's all good.
That was hard.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, well, we're going to have to try and think of some sort of game that everybody can do. I don't know what yet, but we'll figure it out.
Maybe who said it kind of game from, like, popular movies.
Movies? They have to be book adaptations, then.
Yeah. Or maybe...
We'll see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Goodreads quizzes. I've done so many Goodreads quizzes that are just, like, really...
Yeah, I know.
Like just
those things will like eat your life. But yeah, okay. Well, we'll move on from that, and hopefully, yeah, we'll have a cool game for next time. If that's it, is anything else anybody else wants? Anything that anybody else wants to add?
I think, well, maybe just going back that, you know, how I talked about Y'all West, maybe we could, you know, on the website post, you know, like a list of like book fests or book cons that are coming up, and maybe like tips we could give fans, you know, who are going out for the first time.
Like write an article about, you know, how to survive a book con?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, especially with book con coming up in a few weeks. That would be quite appropriate.
Awesome. Okay, Addy, you can write the whole thing.
Yeah, obviously. I don't
Well, I mean, I've only ever got, like, the only actual one I've done is, like, Y'all West. I mean, the Festival of Books is insanely huge, and it covers, you know, several book genres, and it's huge. But, like, I could, you know, tips for, like, you know, like, bring lots of snacks and water.
Yeah, we can brainstorm that.
I've only ever done, like, one TV convention, a lot of fan events, but that's about it.
See, there's some experience there. We'll talk about it. But, yeah, I guess maybe possibly look at I'm tripping over my words. Check out the website. Hopefully we'll have an article like that soon then. That's a good idea. If that's it, then we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thanks, guys, for being on.
Yeah, no problem. It's fun.
Michael, we were glad to have you here. Glad we could get you when you weren't working.
Yeah. You can finally prove that I'm a real person.
And Ariana, again, we're super happy to have you on the team.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and excited to see more reviews, because, like, everybody, again, go check out that review. She did a really good job, and she had, like, even, like, these memes and GIFs and stuff to kind of explain her reactions to the book. And so that was really awesome. So yeah, be sure to go check that out. With that said, I think we're going to go ahead and close. So until next time, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.